If you love talking about cats, but your friends and family are kind of over it, this is the podcast for you. Join your hosts, Danielle Stray Woolley and Elizabeth Calico Gearhart, on the Jersey Podcats, where every day cat lovers share funny stories, challenging situations, and ask their questions about cats. All right, let's get right into this episode.
Hi, everybody. I am Danielle Woolley.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, and we are the Jersey Podcats.
Yay.
And Danielle has a cat in her video today. Yeah,
it's snack time. So now his new thing is he's going to rub on me and be super adorable until I give him T-R-E-A-T-S.
Yes. Well, that's Thor, and he's missing his friend, right?
Yeah. So we are opening up the new sessions, episodes, whatever you want to call them, after having a little bit of a break. We had recorded weekly episodes for a year straight. So let's just do the cheer.
Yay!
But then we just needed a break. I know I needed a break, you know, to handle just like having a break, get away from the computer a little bit, you know, handle some health stuff, take a little break, enjoy the holidays. And during that time, unfortunately, we lost Loki. So Loki was, as you know, my baby cat. And I'm not crying because I know that I did my best and I loved him and he loved me. And it's interesting, the things I want to talk about today is like, well, what happened? So we did the episode about how I was freaking out because he had gotten into a plant, started like just like throwing up everywhere. And I thought it was the plant. He got better. But he still was just like getting sick with like a clear fluid. And I had sent a video to my vet and said, like, I don't know why, like, he's just throwing up and not stopping, but it's not food. It's just a clear liquid. And apparently she could tell by the video I sent her that he wasn't actually throwing up. He was having trouble breathing, which I didn't know the difference. I do now because she educated me on it. So I brought him in and he's not great at the vet, as I've shared before, too. So he was fighting her, like didn't want to get looked at all. And he immediately just was no longer really with us anymore. We did an x-ray to just check and see like, well, what happened? And she couldn't really say. It could have been the cancer had come back because he's had tumors removed several times. He had fluid in his chest and all around his heart, and there was nothing we could do for him. So I called my husband and he came and I watched videos on my phone of birds with him until we had to say goodbye. So I know this is a pretty heavy topic. You know, I still cry on and off throughout because you guys know I loved him very much, but we wanted to start with this topic because it's life, you know?
It is life. And I felt like we should start with it because we should kind of get through it before we move on to other topics, because it is such an important topic. And I mean, if you look at our videos or pictures anywhere, I still have checkers on the wall behind me. I still miss her. It's been almost 2 years. And you know, that
I have Loki back there with all my other cats, but I just realized my head's blocking it. It's been a little while since we recorded, so I have to adjust my seats for next time.
Yeah. When she told me, I was so crushed because I knew what a special cat he was. And you know, that's, we all of us cat moms and dads go through this at some point, right?
Yeah. And I got to say the podcast really helped because, you know, we had a guest that talked about like, don't beat yourself up. Like I very easily could have said, I should have known, I should have taken him sooner, but the vet said there was literally nothing we could have done. And we've talked about cats are really good at hiding things when they're sick. He was kind of the opposite. He was like right here all day long. So maybe like, he was here to kind of say like, hey, mom, I'm not going to be here long. Damn it. Now I'm going to cry. but also the other thing too, with all of this is my other cats have all been acting a bit differently. So lots of updates on my end. So we talked about my foster cat, Luffy. Through all of this, we, shocker alert, decided to keep him. We had thought he was a little itty bitty, you know, maybe 1 or 2 year old cat because he was so tiny when he came to us and he was, you know, really sick. He was covered in fleas, under 6 pounds. So I just thought he was a little itty bitty cat. And he got a little bit of a cold. And so I brought him to my vet and she laughed at me. She's like, how old do you think this cat is? And I was like, I don't know, like 2. Because in my mind, he was smaller than Tony and Derek. So they're about 2. And she estimated him to be at least 7 years old.
Hard to tell with cats, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just him being here during this time, you know? And it's interesting because I see pieces of Loki in all of my cats. And Thor, as you saw at the beginning of the episode, has now taken over my desk. So it used to be Loki lived on my desk all the time. And now it's Thor. And before we started hitting record, he was like headbutting me and rubbing on me. And then when he realized I was getting on a meeting and not giving him treats, he just puffed off and jumped and left. So he's not sitting here anymore. But I also shared a lot about how I was so afraid if anything were to happen to Loki, like, what is Thor going to do? So for anybody who's a new listener, Thor was like obsessed with Loki. Anywhere Loki went, he was always looking and like following him to the point where like Loki would get annoyed and jump up to high spots above my head, or he would knock over treats to distract Thor to get him to leave him alone. but now, like in retrospect, I think Thor knew that Loki was sick and he was just, where is he? Is he okay? You know, following him around. And now that Loki's gone, he just seems less like anxious and just like a little bit more at peace. I don't know if that makes sense. Do you know what I'm trying to say, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. Yeah. He was worried about his friend and now he knows his friend has moved on, hopefully to a better place. I don't know what cat heaven looks like.
Lots of cats.
I'll probably stop there after I pass. I'll stop at cat heaven to see all my cats.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been going on. And then also too, like just the dynamics of all the cats is shifting around too. And I think it's just because maybe I did favor Loki and spent the most time with him. But like my other cats where I always joke, like, I can't even pick up Tony or Derek. Derek is very cuddly. He'll lay with me and whatever. But Tony now is like proactively like coming to me, rubbing on my legs, like reaching up. Like he won't sit on my lap still, but he'll like knead on my leg a little bit and then want to play. So it's just, it's been a very interesting experience. And then, you know, the guests that we had on here, we had, like I said, the guests that talked about all you can do is love them. Yes. We had multiple people talking about grief, cat behavior stuff. So like making sure that they're okay. And, you know, my other cats didn't feel the loss. So I'm really grateful for this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, this is why we started it, to have a supportive community so that you had people to talk to when these kind of things happen.
Oh my gosh. And so many people reached out to me when I posted about it. And they were listeners or previous guests. And another really sweet thing, you know, we've talked about Mission Meow before and we had Sally on and she heard and she texted me and said, I'm going to put a star on my tree for Loki. And she did. They do a fundraiser every year where you can purchase a star and they'll write a name on it for you. And she did one with Loki on it. And I was like,
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, life goes on. But there's a little hole there, but life 100%. Goes on.
And my friend Nicole, actually, I should have brought it. I'll bring it to the next episode, where she just randomly texted me, like, what colors do you like? She was on here. She was actually one of our first episodes where she talked about how cats help you through difficult times.
Yeah.
And she painted me a beautiful, beautiful painting of Loki. And I actually have him up there because that's where he usually was, is hiding up on my desk. So I have the painting up there. I just don't think anybody who's on YouTube wants to see me stand up, even though I am wearing, so I was looking at my shirt before. I'm wearing my MTV cat shirt today.
See your MTV cat shirt. Nobody wants to see you stand.
Can't see it. No.
You're hilarious. Yes. Well,
and I have a plant coming out of my head too. I'm going to be rearranging my office, but that's what I do. Like that's part of my healing, as I rearranged everything again. I've been cleaning stuff out, emptying out closets. And, you know, every time we see a little twisty tie, or even if like we go to open a twisty tie off of a bread, it makes me think of Loki because that was his favorite toy.
Well, that's good. I mean, people and maybe pets too want to be remembered, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and you have fond memories of him, so.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian was actually, my husband was watching a video of, what kind of cat was it? He's not listening. He's working. How dare he? Oh my gosh, my brain today. I'm sorry. But whatever the cat was, it looked, Norwegian cat? Norwegian forest cat. There we go. That looked just like him because we thought he was part that, maybe part Maine Coon. And Thor was sitting here. I actually started crying with this one too. Thor was sitting here trying to get treats for me. And he put the video on and you just saw Thor's face light up and he bolted across and was like staring at the computer. And I was like, it's not Loki, buddy. I'm sorry.
Oh, but now he knows where Loki went. He went into the computer.
He went into the computer.
Yeah.
Aww. What's going on your end? What's some updates on your kitty cats?
Well, our household is pretty much the same. Although so Max got pretty plump from all the treatment and I was giving him Zyrtec and butter.
But, and I know I still cringe when you say that. I love butter, but I don't think it goes very well with Zyrtec.
Right. But I went to the vet, I don't know, around early January. I went to the vet maybe it was December. Anyway, and he said, well, have you ever tried a pill gun? I had never even heard of a pill gun. So
we're going to do an episode on this because I always brag about how, oh, I have this perfect way of doing the gravy tube. Yeah, it doesn't work with antibiotics.
Right. So I went online. They're not very expensive. I bought two of them because I have to give him the steroid and I have to give him the cyclosporine.
So you're like, poom, poom.
Yeah. So, but it actually works. Now he has spit it out a couple times, but I figured out the technique. So I put it kind of far down his throat and you put the pill in the end of it. And then there's a little part that you squeeze like a gun that kind of shoots the pill out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not giving him the butter. He's taking it. It's been, a couple months probably since I started using it. And he's actually lost weight. I think it's because he's not getting all that butter. Right.
Probably.
Yeah. So, and he's pretty good with it. He hated the liquid medicine. So he's kind of like, I'm fine with it as long as I don't have to take that nasty liquid anymore. So he's much happier. But I did notice he's been scratching lately, even though I've been giving him the cyclosporine. And the steroid is every other day. So this morning I gave him half a Zyrtec and I did it with the pill gun and the Zyrtec are small. So that's good. I mean, it was really easy to get down him. So I'm going to see if the Zyrtec helps him improve again. And if so, I'm going to tell the vet. I mean, I did say I went to a vet, my regular practice, but it was a new vet who I hadn't seen before, who was, I think, like a rotating vet with Cushy, who suggested that I could give a cat Zyrtec.
And you're like, I was like,
you've got to be kidding me. So anyway, so he's still a big bruiser. Cushy is fine. Cushy had the sneezing thing, but
I wanted to ask about that because just, with Luffy, when I brought him in, it was just his eyes were super watery and starting to get goopy. So he had antibiotic drops for that. And then he was fine. And now he's been sneezing and his nose is running.
Right. So I took Cushy and so he got a Covina shot, but we've done that in the past and it's come back. And so the vet this time said, bring him back in a month and we'll give him a second shot. Hmm. And that, knock on wood, seems to have cleared it up. And I'm hoping it'll stay cleared up. And I almost think the last time he got it from me because I've had a couple colds over the winter.
Is that a thing? Can you share it? I don't know. Be an episode. I know we're going to do an episode about all the different ways of administering meds.
Right.
I would like, I know, well, maybe we'll get into this now. We're going to do one on myths about cats and like what they do or don't do, or, maybe we can include like spreading diseases or not.
Oh, my mom had a lot of things about cats. She told us when we were little kids that weren't true.
Not true. Yeah. So we're going to do a whole thing on that. Yeah, we've got a lot of topics and we love having guests. So please, if you're interested in being a guest, please let us know and we'll reach out. But we realized, when we were auditing or going back and doing like a year in review, there were so many things we wanted to cover last year that we didn't get to because we were so focused on the guests, which is fine. Again, right. Love them all. But we have a lot of topics lined up. So I'm excited.
Right. So we're going to try a season that's mostly just us talking, which hopefully everybody can handle.
If not, too bad.
But yeah, so Cushy's fine. He's sleeping on my pillow every night. And Lily is just the same. But although she and Max will go out in the backyard and then they come flying in through the door and Max is kind of chasing her a little bit. But I think she kind of likes it because she likes to run and she likes to play. So I think they're actually playing now, which is really good. And he's learned to pretty much leave Cushy alone, although he's now that he's lost weight, he can get up to the top tier of the cat tree. So the cat tree has one top tier and then two tiers that are the equal height right below that. So Cushy likes to sleep on like the one of the two tiers that are close to each other. And Max is going and sleeping on the other one sometimes. And Cushy's not leaving. So I think things are finally settling down with this little cat in the household. Good. Yeah, but there's one thing I want to talk about, Danielle, and it's a future episode, is why do cats have such a problem with doorways? Like, when my cats go out, they'll block, like, Max will block the door, and Lily's afraid to try to get through the door if he's standing there. Or they'll come up to a door, and they'll be real curious and cautious and slow about it. And I'm not really sure what that's about, but maybe we can do some research online or something and talk about that in a future episode. So anyways, they're all playing around. They all seem pretty happy right now, healthy, knock on wood. And yeah, so that's that news. But I do have some personal news, too, that is happy news, very happy news. My son's wife had a baby.
Yay!
She's about 2 weeks old. We're going to go see her this weekend. We've been sick, so we hadn't gone down to see her because we don't want to make the baby sick. But we're fine now, so we're going down this weekend to see the baby.
And you're going to tell her all about how she is a cat lover before she even knows what a cat is.
They have dogs, but yes, I'm going to be buying her baby clothes that have cats on them. So, yeah, so I'm stocking up right now. I asked my son what they need. And oh, my gosh, he said they need disposable diapers. So I went and looked. A box of disposable diapers is $50.
Whoa.
I know, on Amazon. But so I ordered a couple boxes to take down there for him. I mean, man, you can go broke buying those things.
Well, yeah, I noticed a lot of community organizations by me, they do diaper drives. And that's probably why people do couponing, because, yeah, I couldn't imagine.
I know, it's crazy.
Let's so, run around naked. Who needs diapers?
I know, right?
shall I say maybe just get her a litter box? I don't know. I'm being silly now.
Get her one of those pee pads they have
even
for dogs.
Even the litter's not cheap either. Everything's gone up. Oh, I'm going to sound like one of those people. Everything's gotten so expensive. Like the food that we used to get for the rescue. Part of what I've been doing for healing too is I've been volunteering more with Tommy's cats, doing the TNR side, more so doing like the fundraising and marketing since I can't handle traps too much. But we have a whole episode with really cool stories about a bunch of people we connected with and cats that got saved. So I know I'm talking about what we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. So, so that's kind of like what's been going on with us. You know, we're still doing the Passage to Profit show in the city. We go in every couple of weeks, and we went in yesterday and recorded a show. And it's always kind of fun to go into the city and go to iHeart and see all the stuff going on there. I'm so glad that we have restarted this podcast because I have so many plans for how to market it now. Because I went to a podcast convention. It was called PodFest in Florida last month.
And some of our guests were there too.
What?
And some of our previous guests were there too.
Oh, yeah. So Julie Pearson. Mm-hmm. She was there. She was actually helping out. She had like a staff shirt on. I got a picture with her. And I think there might have been somebody else. I can't remember right now. So our podcast.
Amy's Garden Jam.
What?
Amy's Garden Jam.
I don't know if I saw Amy when
I
was there.
Can you not hear me?
What?
Can you not hear me? You keep saying what?
Oh, something is wrong with my headphone.
Oh, okay. As long as it's not me.
No, it's not you. It's just, I'm going to have to get a different pair of headphones for this computer. Okay. I'm having to like jam it as far as I can into my ear to hear anything. But anyway, Amy's Garden Jam. Yeah. So I'm not sure if I bumped into Amy, but anyways, it was a really, really great event. And it was down in Florida in January. So that part of it was awesome because
I was very jealous.
Yeah. The weather was incredible. We really had fun. We learned a ton. And I came back all excited about what we can do with the cat podcast now.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I am glad to be back too. And then we're going to be going bi-weekly now to start to see.
Yeah.
Just because we have so much stuff that now we know involves like marketing and research. And we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, we love cats. And Danielle, I think your life is going to change in a month when all those kittens start getting born all over the place.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. We have right now, and I felt bad because I just haven't had availability to help out with this one, but there's a
a cat that's injured that we've been trying to help get, but we've all, you know, there's only really three part-time people trapping.
Right.
And you know, we're working and we've got health stuff. And so it's been a couple of days. We've not been able to, it's eluding the trap. They've tried a box trap for anybody who's familiar with trapping. Mm. They're trying again today to hopefully get this cat just to kind of see, can we help save him, or, you know, does he need medical attention? We have no idea. And already a lot of people saying, you know, so-and-so passed. I need somewhere right away by tomorrow at 2 o'clock to take these six cats, please. And it's a little overwhelming. So we're going to talk all about that this season as well.
Yeah. I mean, we love cats and we love helping cats, and mm-hmm. we even love all the kind of weird stuff they do.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. We're excited to be back. Sorry, it looks like there's a plant coming out of my head. Whoever's watching on YouTube, we'll fix that up. And reach out to jerseypodcats.com. Find us on Facebook. We have a community group. Follow us on Instagram, and we will see you again soon.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. Let's keep the conversation going. Give this podcast a rating so other cat lovers can find it. Connect with the Jersey Podcats on social media, or visit thejerseypodcats.com and leave a message sharing a story or a question about cats. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode.